The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara that continues from the Abdallah Rav Beis discusses Barichus, the pidyon of the Bechayrim with the Levim together to transfer the Kedusha of the Bechayrim to the Levim. And in that context, it discusses the pidyon of the set of the behemoths of the Bechayrim onto the Levim, where they had to be mafrish in order to transfer that Kedusha. And one of the yonim that's discussed in the Gemara in Amud Beis is that one set, pointed by Pa'amim Harbe, the Gemara says this somewhat as a chiddush, that Ben Levi could be used, se'echot shal Ben Levi pota kama pitri chamoirim Yisrael. And the Gemara brings that as a chiddush. Rashi says over there that, what are we talking about? Where's the chiddush? The chiddush is that a seh was used as a pidyon petach hamor, the kedusha, the isser, the din of the chamor to give to the kohen is transferred onto the seh. The seh is given to the kohen. If the Yisrael then acquires his kohen back, that seh from the kohen, he can use it again for another pidyon haben. Tosfos argues. Tosfos says, b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, dibra maskul poideboy, that we're going on Sofik, which is b'kesher to the sugya and daftes, that what we're talking about over here is not that the seh was in the reshus of, was given to the kohen and taken back. We're talking about a seh that didn't actually leave the reshus of the Yisrael, the poyde. Aye, how could he use it twice? That seh has to be given to the kohen as is. We're talking about a sofik. We're talking about where there was a chamor, that there was a sofik chiv peta chamor. The tzada sofik, one is mekayim, by taking the chamor being put onto a seh, you have a sofik now. Does that seh belong to Yisrael? Does it belong to the kohen? The halacha is b'chol atarei kula that whenever there's a sofik moment, I might say chaval v'raya over here as well. The muchzik is the Yisrael; he holds on to the seh. He can thereafter use the seh on another chamor also misofik, and he can that's the explanation of being poyde boy pa'amim harbe. So we have to discuss why Rashi didn't hold like Tosis, why Tosis didn't hold like Rashi. The simple explanation of why Tosis didn't hold like Rashi is because l'chayr, the din that Rashi says, is ganz poshut. Rashi is telling us that if the seh was given to a kohen, the din of pinyin haben was niskayim. Now let's remember, pinyin petach hamor is not like b'chor of behemah tahira, which is korbon, and even after it becomes a balmum, it has a din of psuli amagdoshim. The seh which is used in the pidyon of pidyon petach hamor is chulin mamish. The behemah is chulin mamish. It's given over to the kohen. It's purely nichsei hakohen. It's like giving him five sloim. Would anybody have a havamina that five sloim that's given back, five sloim that's given to a kohen? The kohen then walks into the hat store that's owned by the fellow who that morning was paid to his son. And he uses it to buy a new Borsellino. He uses the five slime. I don't know, five slime in today's currency could buy a Borsellino hat. Maybe he uses it to buy a white straw hat for the summer. He goes in, he buys himself a hat. The five slime are now biyad ha-Yisroel. Would anybody think that those five slime can't be used if he had a different wife and a different ben to be paid? It's his money. It's regular chulin. Why shouldn't it be allowed to be used twice? What's Takab Shad Rashi? Why does Rashi hold that there's somewhat of a chiddush that you can be choyzer or poyder? Here we have to, fatifzach, we have to be misamik a little bit into the nature of what it means, pidyon haben and petach hamor. Pidyon haben would seem to be in the realm of regular matonois that are given to a kohen. There's nothing actually chal on the money. There's nothing actually being created by the money that is given to a kohen. True, which we'll discuss in Mitzvah Hashem Nashir later on, the nusach that was established by the goyim seems to me that's the nusach that the kohen says, my boy Yisra Tvei, the lashon that the kohen offers the Yisrael is, would you rather your son? Would you rather the money? It's kilo. What it sounds like is the son belongs to the kohen, the baby belongs to the kohen, even though he's decorated with the jewelry of the family of the Yisrael, the garlic also comes from the family of the Yisrael, but Lamaisa, he's the possession of the kohen until he's nifta. So it seemed to be that there's a actual chilul, opinion, a chilul of the kedusha on the son going on to the five slime. L'chayra, that's not the case. What's going on is that the father is mechuyev to be poyde to his son what actually happens to the son, that we have to discuss. But the money itself is a regular maton. It's a regular $5 bill, a 5 sela coin, that is. Mashenkin, when we're talking about Pidyon Het HaChamor, the Chamor, we'll discuss with Mitzvah Hashem later on, Daf Tes, Daf Yud, has an Isser Hano. The Din, the, I don't know if you want to say Kedushas HaGuf, it's an Isser Hano of the Chamor. Chamor doesn't have Kedushas HaGuf, it's a behemoth male, but the Din that's Begufoy of the Chamor is transferred to the Seh. Something that was used for a Pidyon process is something that's Nitfas in it, a certain Din. If that seh was nitfas in it, a mitzius of the din of Petach Hamor, there would be a havamina, Rashi at least holds, there would be a havamina that can't be used again. The concept of pidyon is, we'll use the alternative word for pidyon, let's say we're talking about Ma'is Hasheni, is the word chilul. Chilul comes from the word choil, but it also comes from the word chalal. Chalal means a hole. When there's a hole in the side of a building in Eretz Yisrael and there's room to build out, that's called a chalal. Empty space is called a chalal. There's a void on that coin. One takes a coin. One has Ma'is Hasheni. One is poydim Ma'is Hasheni onto a coin. On that coin, there's a void of kiddush. There's a void of din. And that the place, the value of that coin is now filled up with the kedusha that was in the Ma'is Hasheni. That's what chilul is. That's what pidyon is. In which case, the seh also, the din, the kedusha, so to speak, of the chamor is nischalel onto the seh. That seh now is filled up with a different identity. It's not a regular seh. It's a seh of pidyon. Let's put into context, just to quote another halacha, that the din of chilul, the din of pidyon, is not necessarily like a sale. Ma'is Hasheni, if a person has $1,000 of Ma'is Hasheni fruit, Ma'is Hasheni produce, it could be nischal mederaisa, at least it's nischal onto the value of a shava pruta. Which means what's happening is that there's an identity switch. It's not so much a buy and a sell. If I give you $100 and you give me a pair of shoes, The din of the money is not switched for the din of the shoes. It's not chal, the halachic status of the money is not chal on the shoes. But what's happening when I switch Ma'is Hasheni for money is that the din, the kodesh of the Ma'is Hasheni is now placed on the money. So there would be a havamina that din of the chamor is placed on the seh. It's a seh of pidyon abed. It can't be used again. This is the explanation of what Rashi holds. Again, Tosis disagrees with this. Tosis understands that the essential quality of Petach Hamor is a monetary transaction. True, that monetary transaction plays itself out in the realm of Issa Veheta, but there's no reason why, if that says Bimkoim B'Chamor, then now that says just Mamun Koim. Nothing was Chal in the Seh per se. So there's absolutely no reason why that Seh should not be used a second time. Now let's put the shoe on the other foot. Let's discuss why Rashi, we just said over a chiddush, a tifa chiddush, in Rashi, let's discuss why Rashi didn't hold like Tosfos. Reb Shimon in Shari Yosha, Sharhei Perek Zayin, discusses this machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, and he puts forth a concept that goes like this. We're going to learn Mirz Hashem. Later on, we're going to continue this discussion of the Gedorim of Pidyon Petach Hamor. Bipashtus, Pidyon Petach Hamor is not a korban, like we said. All it is, or similar to Pidyon Abed, is a monetary making something into Mamon Koin. The mitzvah is taking the chamor. The chamor is miyuad for a certain purpose for a mitzvah. It's also banal until you use it properly. What you have to do, the nature of the mitzvah is not creating a kedusha on the seh, like we said. The nature of the mitzvah is creating Mamon Koin out of the seh. Says Reb Shimon, Nechze Anan. Let's discuss this case. What do we have? We have over here a Sofik Pidyon Petach Hamor. We have a Hamor which is Besofik, Mechuyev in Pidyon. We take a Seh, Bimkoyim the Hamor outside our Sofik, and we turn it into Mamon Koyin. Azoi, we turned it into Mamon Koyin. Who keeps the Seh? The money stays, the Seh stays by the Yisrael. Hamayitze Mechavel Varayim, Muchzik, like we said before. Now the Yisrael takes a second chamor, which is also in doubt. And what does he do? He's poyde the second chamor. What did he do? He took a set that was his. Maybe theoretically there was a tzad that should have belonged to a kohen, but lemaisa, the muchzik, gives him, muchzokus, gives him the right to hold on to it. Now he did the same thing a second time. Did he create any more of a Mamon Koyin out of the seven than there was there before? It was before Altsad HaSofik Klape Shemaya. There was a tzad that it was Mamon Koyin. That's what's the reality today too, after the second Pidyon. The reality, Lamaisa on the ground, is that it stays by him. It still stays by him. So what did he do? Why would the second Pidyon work? That's why Rashi holds it won't work. If it didn't leave the Rishus of the Yisrael to go to the Kohen, it won't work. Because you haven't created any reality of Mamon Koyin out of that set. We could say that Tosfos disagrees with this concept. The essential nature, existential nature, of Pidyon Petach Hamor is to create a chilul pidyon process. It's almost the opposite. We explained before why Rashi holds in his pshat as a chiddush, because Rashi holds that pidyon is not just a monetary exchange, but pidyon is a process of placing kedusha on something that didn't have it before. And that's why if it has already a din, maybe you wouldn't be able to use it a second time. Over here, in this svara, we're using almost the opposite nusach. Not a stira, but both are true. Pidyon HaBen, Pidyon Petach Hamor has in it the quality of Pidyon, taking off the Issur HaNoam, the Hamor, but it also has in it the monetary creation of Mamon Koyin. So it could be that Tosfos holds you don't need that. Maybe you don't need to create a Mamon Koyin out of a Mamon Yisrael, and even though the Mamon was by the Yisrael and it still stays by the Yisrael, but Lamaisi, you did the Pidyon, the fact that the Koyin won't get this befoil in actuality is not Mishana. Interestingly enough, the Shach in Yerideh Shinchav Alf Sif Kotl Gimel says that what happens, the case that we just discussed is where the Yisrael had Biyodeh two Chamorim that was Sfekis. So you haven't really created anything in Dini Mamas that wasn't there before. Before it was a Sofik and the Yisrael befoil kept it. Now also it's a Sofik and the Yisrael befoil will keep it. But what happens if the second Chamor that he's Poyde is a Vaday Mechuyiv? Over there, you are actually making Mamon Koyin. Outside that suffix of the first Pidyon, it already was Mamon Koyin. Yeah. But since the Yisrael was able to keep it, and now because the second said that he was Poyda, the second Chamor that he was Poyda, there's a reality that's going to go to the Koyin. That's called he created Mamon Koyin. Hein l'Rashi, v'hein l'Tosfos, halacha will be that works. So again, like we just said, Reb Shimon says the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos is more in the exact relationship of the creation of Mamon Koyin that's necessary in this Pidyon Petach Hamor vis-a-vis the concept of Chilul and Pidyon. What has to actually take place by Pidyon Petach Hamor? The Stipler says over here, Chidushim, where he takes the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos to a whole different field of endeavor. It's not a machlokes per se in the gedorim of Pidyon Petach Hamor, like we just said. It's a classic machlokes in the gedorim of how exactly to look at the relationship of a muhsik and another claimant on money, even though the muhsik is holding on to it. Let's fatifzich a little bit. Let's go into this bi'ur. What exactly does it mean if we say that the Yisrael was poida a chamor onto a seh? We said amaytzim a chamor, right? He keeps the seh. Who does the seh belong to? At first glance, we would say, true, possession is 9/10 of the law, the Yisrael keeps it. But in actuality, we don't know who it belongs to. It's Biyad Yisrael. The Yisrael exercises his right as a muhsik to hold on to it. But who is it, Klapi Shemaya? We don't know. The Gemara of Bamitzir Davov seems to be so that. The Gemara of Bamitzir, in the sugya of Tokfa Koyin, which is the discussion of the Yisrael holding on to it because it's a muhsik, what happens if the Koyin would grab it from him? Do we say then the Koyin becomes a muhsik? Do we say that tfisa from a muhsik is a tfisa that cannot create a reality of muhsik and then he has to give it back? Talk about Koyin. Mitzin miyodai, ein mitzin miyodai. That's the classic sugya of muhsik and tfisa. Over there, the Gemara says that if the Yisrael is holding on to a seh that was used for a Pidyon Petach Hamor misofik, he holds on to a seh, that seh is not a sofik shaloi. It's a vaday shaloi. The Gemara expresses this with a brisa that says hasvekis nichnosim ledir liasaser. The halacha of ma'ase behema, which we'll learn about Nisa Shem, the end of this mesechta, is that a person has a flock. Every year, the flock goes through the corral door. The 10th one is stamped, and it becomes kodesh ma'ase behema to be brought as a korban in Yerushalayim. The halacha is that those animals have to be his. That's a halacha of kedusha. It's not a halacha of dinei mamonis. The Sofik Seh, which stays in the Yisrael's flock, it was used for Pidyon by the Chabar, but Lamaise is a Muchzik, he keeps it. The Halach is it's Nichnas with the other nine into the corral, and it becomes part of the Minyan. L'chayr, who says it's his? Maybe you've been messing up the Kashmir. Maybe it's not part. Maybe the next one should be. Maybe you've brought a Korban in Yerushalayim where it's not really a Behemoth that belongs to a Kohen. Certainly can't be part of the Yisrael's flock. L'gabi the Bibachuy, Lamaise Behemoth, due to his flock. So what's going on? How do we use the din moment of the Yisrael holding on to the Seh in order to paskin on dinim of Isser, dinim of Kodesh? Clearly, what we see in the Sugya of Metzia is that if dinim omnis, the halacha of Muchzok is paskin that the Yisrael holds on to the Seh, the halacha is that even klape shemayim, it's his. We look at it even legabe sveikis in other realms of halacha, that's totally his. The Muchzok is paskins that it's his. By the way, we might add, as an aside, that when does one of the discussions over there in the Sugya Bava Metzia Davov is Tvisa, is that if we look at Muchzik as not paskening that it belongs to the one who's a Muchzik, it's just, listen, there's a status quo. Preserve the status quo. You can't take it away from a Muchzik. But what happens, let's say somebody grabs it from a Muchzik? So now the status quo is by his. Don't take it away from the guy who was Tyfus. Or do we say no? Muchzokis means it's a psak halacha that it's his. The Rambam paskins talk of a koyin. If the koyin grabs from Yisrael the seh, if the koyin grabs from Yisrael a behemoth that was the suffix b'chor, he's talking about b'chor of behemoth tahira. The halacha is that the koyin does not have to give it back. Talk of a koyin ain't mitzim miyodei. The Gemara says sveks nechnasan l'dilas aser. Which means talk for koyin might see me other. It's kepaskin. Everybody asks on the Rambam. That's the famous Rambam of the Sugya Bava Metzia Davov. The mahalach of the Shev Shmaitz in the beginning of Shmaitz Dalit is to propose a chili between Muchzik and Marukama. The Bechor is born. When a Bechor behemoth Torah is born, as soon as it comes into this world, if it's Bechor, it belongs to the koyin. If it comes into the world that belongs to the Kohen, the Yisrael never had a pre-existing ownership. It happens to be it was born in his barn. The birth certificate of this cow says Bessie was born in the barn of the Yisrael. It wasn't born in the Kohen. The Yisrael physically is holding on to it. But is he a Marukama? No. He's only a Muchzik. He doesn't have a pre-existing status quo. He has possession because practically it was born in his Rishus. Mashenkin Be'eser that was used to be paid a chamor, the seh certainly belonged to the Yisrael. The question is only now that it was used to take off the iser of the chamor, whether it became the coins. That's stronger than a muchzik. That's a marukama. That's not just a don't be moitzi miyodoi. That creates a hachro, a chazoka that belongs to the Yisrael. The same way it belonged to the Yisrael yesterday, continues belonging to him, says the Ktzois, says the Shmaitz in the beginning of Shar Dalet. Then that's the hachro of the Rambam. The mahalach really comes from the Rajva in a tshuva. And there's a difference between a muchzik and a marukama. And by bechor behemoth tahira, the din will be talk for koyin ain moitzi miyodei because only a muchzik. Mashenkin, we're talking about where the koyin was toifis the seh of the pidyon bei chamor. Over there, the halach will be that hamoitzi mechavel of haraya. The marukama will be machriya that it belongs to Yisrael. The Yisrael will be able to hold on to it. That's all as an aside. Let's get back to our Machloek's Rashi and Tosis. So we have a Sugya Bava Metzia Davov that clearly says, HaSfekes Nechnos L'Dil Asasa, that that Psak is conclusive. It's not just a lack of, you know, to maintain a status quo. It's a conclusive Psak that Seh belongs to the Yisrael. That's one. The Stipler brings a famous question that was discussed by G'day Le'achroinim. When you learn the Sugya Bava Basar Pei Alefam and Beis, that talks about if somebody owned a few trees in somebody else's field. I have a field and I sold you the trees of the field without selling you the field. Whether that would be cool that the trees have a designation of admoscho for you to bring bikurim is a subject of discussion in Gemara, like we said, in Bava Basar Pei Aleph, the maskona of the Gemara is that the trees belong to the one who bought the fruit, obviously. He has to bring mina sofik, and we look at the fruit. Even though the ownership of the trees, whether those trees are just owned by the person who brought them just for the fruit, or whether we say he owns the ground, we say that midin sofik, both parties have to be machmir. which would seem to indicate that even though there's a psak of Morakama on the side, psak of Amaitzim Echameo Varaya on the side of the Bal HaKarka, still the din is that it retains its status as a Sofik, and it could be that any produce from that land, which is a Sofik, the details don't make a difference. But the point is that there's land over there that's a Sofik, who it owned belongs to. The psak is that the Morakama keeps it, Amaitzim Echameo Varaya, and still the halacha is that Klapi Shemayit is a Sofik, who's Mechuyiv and Trumas Amaisris, from the produce of that land. It would seem to be so, sir, what we just said from the Gemara Bava Metzia Davol. This akasha was discussed by Gdele Achroinim, the Chem Neshleimer, the Nesivis, and Nesivis has a tshuva in Tshuva's Chem Neshleimer, a whole back and forth discussion with the Chem Neshleimer. We'll discuss another Mahalach soon, but the Mahalach of the stipler is to say like this. He says, if you want to know, does Hamaytze Mechavel Varaya create a definitive psak or just sort of retains the status quo, Al Toitzi Miyodoi, says that's clear in the Sugya Bava Metzia Davov, that it creates a conclusive ownership beyond the one who's holding on to it. But, he says, it could belong to the first person, and at the same time, there might be Kalapi Shemaya, that there's a din of bailus beyond the other fellow. It could be that the Yisrael keeps the set, it belongs completely to him, Has Vegas, Nechnos, and Lilas, it's his sheep, even Kalapi Shemaya. But there might also be bailus of the seh, klape shemai, theoretically, on a theoretical level, even though he can't exercise that bailus, biyad hakoyin, if the chamor was actually mechuyiv, even though now the seh is biyad ha-yisrael, but if the chamor was mechuyiv in pidyon, it became momen ha-koyin, then theoretically, klape other dinim, the koyin owns it. Says the stipler, so now let's, he says, the sugya bav metzia davov is talking, does the person who is holding on to the muhsig have ownership? The answer is conclusively yes, it's totally his. The question legabe us, legabe the sugya bava basra, is whether the second person has ownership. Over there, the second person also has its own ownership, so maybe he also has to be mafish, shumis, and maisis, and so on from that produce. That's why he says legabe this suffix. Nachzalin Yonenu, says the stipler, that that's really the subject of the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds that if the Yisrael was mafresh the seh keneged one chamor, so the seh certainly, like we said, belongs to the Yisrael, but there's also in it a sofik klapi shemayit, there's a sofik bailus that maybe belongs to the kohen. Now what do you want to do? You want to be mafresh it a second time. Klapi shemayit is still bailus there to the kohen. Are you doing anything? Klapi Shemayit already belonged to the Kohen. Well, maybe not. Maybe the Bailus Befoil is Biyad HaRishoyin. Right now, what he's doing is he's taking something that he has full Bailus over, and he's saying, okay, let me be Poyden, let me give it to the Kohen. Now, then he can hold on to it a second later also. But maybe that's enough to say that he's not doing anything. Or maybe not. The Machloikis is a Machloikis in this point. Do we look and say that there's theoretical Bailus Biyad HaKohen, or do we say no? Since the halach is that the bailus is conclusively biyad Yisrael, no moment koin is created whatsoever. That means that the stipler takes this machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and he turns it into a machlokes, a fundamental machlokes, how to look at momoin biyad hamuchzik vis-a-vis the other party, vis-a-vis the other fellow who can't take it from the muchzik. Do we say that theoretically he has a bailus? Or do we say no? Even klapi shamayit, the bailus is totally biyad the one who's holding on to it, therefore nothing was created by the second p'tir. Kishani la'atzmi ani ha'kotn, I don't fully understand the musig of the stipler that there's bailus biyad harishoin and still, conclusive bailus biyad harishoin, and there still might be a status of bailus klapi d'sheni. Bailus is either yankels or Ruvens, it's either Beryls or Shmerels. How could there be Bailus, Klapi Shemai, Klapi Bo? I don't fully understand the stipulous concept. As far as the Kasha, the steer between the Sugi and Bava Metzia Davov, and the Sugi between Bava Basa Peyalot, there's another Mahalach of Nesivis. And the Mahalach goes like this. The Sugi in Bava Metzia is talking about Metaltalin. In Metaltalin, ownership is expressed by physical possession. When I own something, that means it's by me. If the halacha says, I have a claim against the seh, I'm the kohen, I have a claim, I say that says mine, because it was exchanged for a chamor. The Yisrael says, no, possession is the law, I'm holding on to it, it's mine. In Metaltalin, if he's holding on to it, then that itself is ownership. he is the, since he has the right to hold on to, he's not holding on to it shalei kedin. Since he's holding on to it kedin, that itself defines ownership. And even though there was a tzad that maybe it should have been mine, but I said now the ownership is not by me because he has legal right to it. By karka, holding on, the fellow who sits on the karka is not holding on to the karka. The same way there's a concept of karka eino nigzelis. I could theoretically come into your house, pick you up by the scruff of your neck and throw you out the nearest window and move in. The karka hasn't gone out of your rishus. Karka is where it is. I might be occupying the karka, but I'm not holding on to it. I didn't take it out of your rishus, bring it to my rishus. In the Lashon of Chazal, that's called karka eino nigzelis. There's no maisa gzela on karka. But for the same idea, is true that a muhsik might be the one who physically occupies the karka. He's the one sitting and plowing the field, but he's not holding on to the karka. So if klapei shamayit belongs to the other fellow, then that suffix means he's a legitimate suffix of bailus. So the sugya of Abbas is told my karka over there, the suffix is open-ended. There might be a marakama, he might win in a bezdin, but still the ownership of the karka is contested and in doubt. Metaltlin, if the Bezdin Paskin that stays behind Ruven, that itself is definitively the ownership of that set. That's the way it stays. So that would be the Mahalach for that, and in which case we'd be left with the Machlokes Rashi and Daisus, more in the Gedarim of Chilul and Pidyon, not so much in the Gedarim of Muchzik and the rights of a second person connected to Muchzik. That would seem to be the more Galata approach to understanding our Rashi and Daisus.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.